get it. The Bird Show.
If anybody understands the miscommunication between men and women, it would be Tyler Perry.
That is true.
It's movie after movie
that
after
is
movie
true.
About this very. Tyler, you got to help us with this here. Do you see this from time to time too with men and women where they are just in completely different universes when it comes to relationships or their own?
Are you kidding me? I've been going through that lately. I've just been, you know, the girl that I've been seeing for the last year or so, she's very busy too. So it's her whole thing is we have the worst communication when it comes to certain things and times and dates, and because she's so busy and because she's from another country, I just think, am I communicating the way right with her? You know, so I know we communicated on two different paths. Men and women communicate on two different paths.
How often, because I don't think that I've heard you talk about this before, how often are you seeing her and how long have you guys been going out?
It's been about a year, and I don't talk about it because everybody, you know, man, I hate the blogs. I hate the stuff that people say about it. When I was dating Tyra about a year and a half ago, there was so much stuff going around. I just decided, and Tyra taught me this. She's like, Tyler, you just really need to keep your personal relationships off the air. So I've never talked about it.
Do you feel it's almost like one of those things, though, if you don't talk about it a little bit, that it becomes like the elephant in the room, like everybody wants to talk to you about it, and if you would just come clean, then everybody would just shut up and leave you alone?
No, because if you want your relationship to work, you have to. You must keep it out of the public. Like, I look at people like Brad and Angelina and Madonna and Guy Ritchie and, you know, those people. And then you look at people like Paris and every relationship and Lindsay, they're all in the press every day. That's really difficult, especially when you're just getting to know a person.
Sure.
So I think if you try to keep it private for at least a year before you go public, then you know if you two really like each other. So as soon as I get ready to talk about it, I will. But right now, we're in the stages of still getting to know each other. Mm-hmm.
Is this an agreement that you like verbally made with her? You said, look, this is not going to be public. You and I don't even worry about paparazzi or anything like that because I'm not talking about it publicly.
Certainly, yeah. And the same with her.
I'm curious, how much of your relationship, if it's with her or past relationships, do you incorporate in your stories?
Every bit of them. Are you kidding me? Every bit of them. I took everything I knew from my. I had a really bad relationship, and I wrote everything in Why Did I Get Married? You know, and I think that's why so many people can relate to Why Did I Get Married, because it's the kind of movie that it really deals with relationships. As a matter of fact, the lady who was just talking about who this guy is saying, oh, so maybe she should see Why Did I Get Married, because it's self-affirming. You know, it helps you to get over things.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are there any topics in relationships that you absolutely will not touch?
You know what? I've never talked about. I've never gotten into sex in relationships because I just think that there are enough people talking about it and doing it, and you know, in movies and film. I don't have an opinion on that one way or another. So I'll just talk about the heart of it, the relationship, because I think sex always clouds everything. And I tell my friends all the time, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm really having issues with this girl. So are you still having sex? Yeah, we're having sex. Stop having sex and see what you really have with a person. That'll tell you.
What?
That'll really tell you.
your suggestion, your advice is to stop having sex with the guy to find out what the relationship is all about?
Yeah, because he met this girl, and they started having, from the first day he met her, they've been having sex, and they were in this relationship for a year, and it was all about the sex. And they would have all these arguments outside of sex. So I said, stop having sex with her and get to know the woman and see what happens. The minute he stopped, they broke up.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a good foundation in their relationship.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And you know, you got to have a foundation in a relationship. Everything can't be sex. There's got to be a foundation. But we got to talk about the family of praise.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Let's see that. Why don't we get so caught up in talking to you? Because it's so infrequent that we get to hang out with you.
Well, here's too bad I'm in New York. I'd be sitting there with you guys.
We'd love it.
Well, we always try to get you in, but every time I make a phone call or something, you've got something else going on. Like TBS has just ordered 30,000 more episodes of something, or you got a new movie coming out, or
an ice show, I think, and a board game coming out.
Yeah, Tyler Perry's Ice Capades.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Tyler Perry does Xanadu. I love it.
That's the beautiful thing about Tyler Perry's you know, background is, you know, he goes from living outside of a car to I don't have time anymore. I got my hands in too many things, which is such an awesome part of your story, man. Mm-hmm.
It's really great. I was in the USA Today yesterday, and I had them come with me to my old apartment over at 4725th Street. They're getting ready to tear the building down. It was an apartment I moved in after being homeless, and it was a really inspirational story that a lot of people who read it, they really got an insight to what I've been through. And the reason I share this, all of this stuff, is because I really want people to know that life gets better. No matter what you're going through, life gets better. And it's my hope that as people see my work and that they see what I've been through, that they can feel like they can do better.
Mm-hmm. Is this touched upon in The Family That Prays also?
You know why I wrote this? I wasn't enjoying my life. About the last time I was there with you guys, I had started going through all of this stuff with the naysayers and the negativity, and it was really bothering me. So what I decided to do was what I always do for my catharsis. I took it to pen and paper. So I was listening to Leanne Womack. Yes, I listened to country music. She was singing I Hope You Dance, and I was like, wow, this is so beautiful for life. It's just like life is short. Live every day like it's your last. And here we are. I don't think it's a coincidence that this movie's coming out around this somber time in our country, you know, at the seventh anniversary of 9/11. Life is so short, and I think we can do a service to everybody in our lives, or everybody who has passed on, if we live every day as if it's our last. And Kathy Bates is in this movie, and Alfred Woodard, and they're matriarchs who are trying to live the best life they can while their kids are preying on each other. So that's where Prey, P-R-E-Y, comes from. But it's really a great movie, and everybody who's seen it, they absolutely love it.
Tyler, is this one of these movies where you just started writing it, and it just sort of came right out of you so easily, or did you struggle with this one?
No. This one really, really flowed. I mean, for the most part, most of them, they stay in my head for months. So when I sit down to write them, they usually come out without any toiling. But no, this one was really, 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 really easy, really, really great. And I'm telling you, I got to tell you this. I was directing Kathy in a scene, and you know, she was doing something that I wanted her to go in a different direction. And she gave me that look, like, you remember when she was in Misery, when she put the block in between the
guys? Oh, the hobbling, yes.
Yeah, hobbling at his ankles. Man, I thought she was about to get me, but that was her process, you know. So it was really great. It was really great.
Kenya has a question for you. Kenya, you're on with Tyler Perry. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I'm a geek. I want to know, thank you, and yeah, thank you, you're great.
You're handling this very well, Ken.
Yeah.
Thank you, I know, I'm sorry.
A lot of words, not a lot being said.
I know. Okay, the studio that you're building over in Greenbrier, I wanted to know if you'll be holding auditions there, and where do you post your auditions? Because I desperately want to be a part of whatever it is you're doing anytime you ever do it.
My casting director, her name is Alpha Tyler, at Alpha Tyler, no relation, but Alpha Tyler is her name, and I'm not quite sure of her email, and nobody's here to give it to me, but she handles all of our submissions. She handles all of our auditions. We post a lot of them when we're holding them because we always need fresh people. I'm always looking for new talent. If you look at House of Pain, which is going into syndication next week, by the way.
Congratulations.
Yeah. If you look at House of Pain, you see that they're all new faces, so I'm always looking for new people. And I'm really, really happy to be over near Greenbrier. And I tell you why, I've been over in Inman Park area with my old studio, and I got more complaints. I got complaints every day. The air conditioning was too loud. This place has been a studio for 15 years. When I move in, all hell breaks loose. I mean, the neighbors have been giving me pure hell, so I was thinking, man, what is this? So I move over to the south side of town, and I come there a Sunday, and there's a woman outside, man, cleaning up outside of the yard. I go, I'm like, what are you on? Do you need a job or something? She's like, no, I just jogged back past here. I live down the street, and you're doing such a beautiful job, and we're so glad to have you in the neighborhood. She was cleaning up trash that people would throw out of their cars.
Wow. Sweet.
How great was that?
That must have been like a sign to you, like I did the right thing. I moved in the right place.
I totally did the right thing, and it's really great being over there because we've got enough space to do whatever we want to do and have a great time.
Good for you, man. The Family That Prays, it opens when, Tyler?
This is my birthday weekend. I'll be 39, so that's a good gift for me if you guys go out and see the movie.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey,
thanks.
The next time you're in Atlanta, you know we always love to have you in studio. Mm-hmm. So if you got the time, we're here for you.
Well, the next time you're in Atlanta, not churning out two TV shows a day and making a movie and writing another movie and casting for another movie.
Well, he's always going to be doing something like that.
Right.
And getting tickets to Janet's concert on the 4th of October. Yeah, you know, doing all of that stuff. Absolutely.
I'll be there, too, but I have a feeling my seats will be probably right behind yours, and you're such a big man, and I'm such a small man, that I won't be able to see that stage.
That's okay. You can always get on my shoulders.
I'll do it.
It'll be like the angel and the devil. You're so small.
Hey, Tyler, good luck with everything. We'll talk to you next time you're in Atlanta, man.
See you guys later.
All right,
bye.
Tyler Perry hanging out on The Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.